there's been a shocking piece of news. There was a murder, and this murder was of a major politician since retired, but still a major politician. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan was murdered in daylight. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the morning, I think, local time. He, Abe, was involved in a political campaign event. And so even though he's no longer in place, he's not Prime Minister there anymore. He was involved in a political campaign. And he was shot twice from behind. There's video footage of it, and a person walks up to him unimpeded and shoots him. So there's several questions we have to have about this. The person who is alleged to have committed it, that is to say, we saw him on video shooting him. So I think we're pretty confident that he did do it. Who's called Tetsuya Yamagami, 41-year-old, it is alleged, a grudge against a specific organisation. He says, Yamagami believed that Abe was linked to a religious group which Yamagami alleged had ruined his mother financially. So it's almost a personal grudge, but it's a grudge against this, against this particular organisation. But my question is, how could that happen? I mean, he had a security detail looking after him. And gun violence is very rare in Japan. There's some of the strongest gun laws anywhere in the world. It's very difficult to get hold of a gun. And yet he was shot with the security people around, looking the other way.
Yes.
Twice. They managed to shoot him twice. Now, it was originally believed the first one had missed, but I believe one caught him just in the neck and the other in the chest.
Yes.
And it's one in the chest that killed him. It was announced that he had something like a turn of phrase that's apparently used in Japan when they're about to announce that someone's died. So he's had heart problems because of it, and you know he's already dead. And then about an hour or so later, they say, and now he's died. So he died as a result of his wounds, although he was apparently able to converse even as he was taken into the hospital, but he died shortly thereafter. Mm. So what do we make of that? How could this happen in such a country?
Well, I understand that the weapon that was used was a homemade gun. It wasn't sold as a gun. It was made.
Yeah.
Maybe for that purpose. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, maybe he did that. It's interesting, isn't it? He made this, a two-barrel gun. That's why he was able to let off two shots. Homemade gun. Well, one thing that we can learn from this, I think, Beryl, is that strict gun laws don't actually stop violence, so they don't even stop you from being shot.
No, apparently not.
There's a lot of calls in America for restrictions on guns, and yet apparently they don't stop assassinations, even of major political figures, these gun laws.
Is it possible to hand make a whole variety of, what do they call them, arms weapons?
Yeah, well, I suppose it is. I mean, we don't give instructions on making weapons here on Flame Wave Radio, but I'm sure that there are ways. For example, using a new technology of digital printing, 3D printing.
Make anything.
3D printing. You can make almost anything. In fact, that is done. There's a trade in them. The thing about it is, I believe that whatever laws you put in place to restrict use of guns, what you really need is a change of heart on the side of the people. So there is no way to stop this sort of thing. With that sort of grudge against Abe, the only thing that would have saved him were better security guards.
Realising that people can be shot from behind rather than in front.
Yeah, exactly. It's surprising how many of these assassination attempts are stopped over the years. And you see the rather amateurish attempts to shield Ronald Reagan in the 1980s when somebody shot at him. He should never have been in that position. He was the wrong side of the car door because he was standing in front of it. So when someone started shooting, he couldn't get behind it. And famously, he said, "I forgot to duck." Yeah, he didn't duck down. He sort of did a little dance and got into the car. So he ended up being shot. But this sort of thing is bound to happen. We were talking earlier in the show, the main theme of our show was looking at a new Prime Minister for Great Britain. But I think these leaders, whatever country they are, they're putting their head above the parapets, so to speak. You need to be brave to put yourself forward as a leader.
Yes, I'm sure that won't be lost members of parliament running for a prime ministership, you do need to be brave. Certainly, I think you need to have a resilience in yourself to stand for membership of these kind of things. Yes, nowadays, Christians do need to be resilient.
Yes, Christians need to be resilient, and especially a Christian who is in some form of leadership, I guess.
Yes, because lately, I think we have lapsed into a lack of resilience. We are so prone to our emotions, giving in to our emotions and to our feelings. And it takes somebody of some resilience to stand up against those feelings and say, no, I'm going to do something about this.
Now, let's look at Abe, the Prime Minister. Now, he was Prime Minister, I think, for the longest that they've had a Prime Minister. Certainly, mm-hmm. he was around for some time. And he was very nationalist in what I regard as the good sense of promoting the security of his people, which I think is the main function of government. A national government.
Mind you, I think the Japanese are very conscious of their national identity.
They are, that's true, and I think that's why he was in power for some time. But what the changes that he made was to rearm Japan as far as he could, because there was opposition to it internationally, and to stop apologising for the past, which I think it's time they stopped. I mean, the current generation had nothing to do with the sins of their fathers and grandfathers.
Absolutely.
Let's leave it now. Yes, Japan was involved in the Second World War, and they were on the losing side, and they behaved terribly. And yes, they did terrible things in China when they took over parts of China and treated people very badly. And I'm not minimising it at all. But that's gone now. That time has gone. It's time for them to stop apologising. And that was Abe's position. And he also believed that they should be able to rearm, even though there's an agreement that they shouldn't, because of their behaviour during the Second World War. Now, I think that that's also right. I think they should be able to defend themselves.
Of course. Mm. Yes.
However, the way that he would differ from me is politically, he was quite interventionist in the market and brought in a very expensive welfare state and that sort of thing, which is now the undoing of Japan because their birth rate is less than one. So you get 0.9 of a person, something like that, for every person that dies. Now, remember that it takes two people to produce a person.
Yes.
So to have a birth rate that's such that the population is kept separate, kept stable, two.
Yes.
And you need a bit over two, hence used to be a standard thing, 2.4 children.
It did.
No one has 2.4 children because it's a bit messy having less than half a child. But that shrank in Western countries, partly through people trying to maintain the lifestyle of their youth instead of having more children. But also there was a belief that we didn't need as many people in the world, which is just extraordinary, that you cut down your population so it actually shrinks. And now they're in big trouble, because what that means is that you've got too many old people.
Yes.
And you're looking after them with this expensive welfare system. So in a way he was good, but he's the architect of a lot of their misfortune today. That's his position politically. He's also had a very good relationship with Donald Trump, the previous US president.
Right, I didn't know that.
And Donald Trump was supportive because, of course, of two things. One is he thought he could they came up with a trade arrangement. I don't know whether it was actually ratified, but that's, Donald Trump very pro good trade arrangements, such which benefits the US. Which, of course, he should be. He was the US president. That's fair enough. But he also, this idea of having nation states which have a strong army, which are then able to defend themselves and come to the help of others, was one that he and Trump both believed in, and I also believe, rather than a collective interventionist post, which, sometimes known as globalism, which our current government ascribes to, interfering in other people's conflicts. In other words, that was sort of off the table. And so they had that strong agreement. And I thought for some time maybe it was some sort of political move, the assassination of that order, that he'd been a strong influence for nationalism against that. Maybe it was someone from China, I thought. And it was none of those. It was effectively a personal grudge. So there you are. There my theories go out the window.
Apparently, the person's mother, 20 years ago, had given a substantial amount of money to the Unification Church, which we fondly know as the Moonies.
Yes.
Which had ruined the family finances. So it was this very strong personal grudge.
It's just weird, isn't it? I mean, we wouldn't really call it a church, I guess. What do you mean by a church?
Well, in his case, I should imagine people who believed in some faith that would have religion attached to it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't dignify by the name of church.
No. I mean, I suppose church technically just means a gathering of people. So,
of people,
I mean,
who think alike.
Yeah. So I guess
but
it is a church.
Politics has the same possibilities.
Yes, true. That's the situation over Abe's murder. A personal tragedy, of course, getting someone, you know, because it seems not for something he personally did, but because of something, an organisation he was a member of. I was going to say unforgivable, not quite the right word. We believe anything can be forgiven. But a terrible act of evil.
Yes.
Certainly in terms of the way politics is run, we can never approve, I think, of assassination.
No, we can't.
Even if it's someone we want, completely disagree with.
That's right.
And I'd go further and say, and when he becomes completely off the table is when they're not in position anymore.
Yes.
He retired. You should be able to enjoy your retirement, whatever you did during your political career. So there we are.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.